This is Radio City's Weekend Wake Up.
Radio City 96.
It's the Weekend Wake Up on Radio City 96.7. He has already produced two tracks for Tiny Temper. His debut solo single is out this week. It's called Let the Sun Shine. Labyrinth is on the show. Hello.
Hello. Thank you for having me, bro. It's lovely to be here.
Does anybody still call you by your real name? Is it just your mum when you're in trouble?
Mom, that's exactly it. Mum comes and looks at me. She goes, I'm not going to say it, though.
Aren't you? Can I not say it?
Tim. I tried to hold it, but it just came out. It just popped out. It was like,
you know what? Because the thing is, right, Labyrinth sounds so cool.
Yeah, it does. It does.
Could not sound any further from Tim.
Yeah, it's just the worst. It's just like, it's when you have a superhero name.
Yeah.
And then you've just got your normal name. And it's like, I talk to girls and I'm like, I'm Labyrinth. And then they go, so what's your real name? And I go, Tim.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. You need to create another.
I bow my head in shame.
That is your fake real name. There's somewhere between Tim and the Hulk.
That's the one.
You know, something like Dylan. Is Dylan?
Dylan. My name is Dylan Brown.
No. Well, if anything comes to mind while we're chatting,
You've got to give me one.
You seem
like you're good at this.
That's a happy.
You can make me a new name.
In fact, we should actually talk about Labyrinth. Where did Labyrinth come from?
It's the worst thing. It came from a dictionary, yeah? And I know that sounds really weird.
It could have gone wrong.
Yeah, I know.
Doing it that way, flicking. Tell me when to stop.
Abacus. I just found it in the dictionary. I used to write rap lyrics. And then all of a sudden, I was like, Labyrinth. The maze. Life is a maze. Why not call myself Life in another way?
Excellent.
Yeah, man. It kind of works.
So let's talk about the single. It's out to download as of now. People can go on to iTunes now and get the song.
They can download the single. I love this thing to death, and I hope you love it too. I think it's gonna make some waves, man. It's made waves already. It's been like,
well, he can say it's made. Honestly, for the last couple of weeks, all I have heard from every possible angle is this is gonna be a big record.
Wow.
Now, it obviously must be great that the single's finally out, so you've put so much into. Yeah. But at the same time, must be absolutely cacking your pants kind of time the song's out.
No, it really
out.
Is. It's that moment where you're just like, oh my God. Please buy my song. That's what's happening inside. Really, I'm like, okay, please support my record. I love you guys. Yeah. Please. And then it's like, but please just buy more than you think you should buy.
it must be nice as well, though, having, not in the performance, say, but in the production and the kind of the writing element, to have already been involved.
I've got
just as your single comes out.
Yeah, I'm going to put out my own magazine.
On a number one and a number two record. Yeah, that must be a nice little extra thing going into your own stuff.
It's a beautiful boost. It's a beautiful boost. Yeah. And it's amazing to see that it's like come from there to here. And people are still, I think they're just loving the music in general. Yeah. Like I thought it was going to be hard to get through to them, especially here in Parsat and Frisky, and then moving to Let the Sunshine. It's like, is it going to work? Are you going to get it? And then a lot of people, they've just like, it's the music. It's not about the style. It's not about the sound. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I love it, man. I love the way people are, like the response to the music anyway.
Radio City 96.7.